Hi, my name's Rick Serrano from Catskill, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited and no one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com. that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee wants to spend up to $350,000 to replace security cameras at several county buildings. The security camera replacements would be in Hudson, at the Columbia County Courthouse at 401 Union Street, the Department of Social Services, 25 Railroad Avenue, the Columbia County Department of Health, 325 Columbia Street, the Columbia County Department of Motor Vehicles, 560 Warren Street, the Columbia County Treasurer's Office, 50 North 6th Street, Columbia County Offices at 401 State Street, the Columbia County Solid Waste Department, 51 Newman Road, and 11 Warren Street, recently purchased from Galvin Foundation. The new cameras would also read license plates and include facial recognition readers. Michael Chimides, Hudson's Third Ward Supervisor, asked for more privacy guarantees, saying, and I quote, "What you're describing is not binding. That's why I want a policy. I can then go to my constituents and say, we're putting up these cameras, it's about security, and it's still about your privacy," end quote. Then the board approved buying the equipment, with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell recommending that the cameras do not go live until the board creates a privacy policy. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul's appointment, Stephen G. James, started as superintendent of the state police on January 31st and immediately replaced many of the agency's top leaders. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher R. West, an assistant deputy superintendent, was named first deputy superintendent. James also appointed seven new deputy superintendents, including in the Professional Standards Bureau, Field Command, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Employee Relations, and Counterterrorism Unit. He cleared out Colonel Daniel J. Cooney, a Deputy Superintendent of Field Command, Colonel Robert G. Gregory, who had been Deputy Superintendent for Administration, Colonel George K. Nohai, Deputy Superintendent of Employee Relations, and Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer H. Gottstein, an Assistant Superintendent of Employee Relations, to make way for the new hires. Hochul said of her new appointment, and I quote, "This will be our opportunity to lead a new generation. There's very few who have the experience Stephen brings to this job," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Abby Stanley reports for News 10 that Catskill High School students Madison Mudge, 11th grade, and Molly Oswald, 12th grade, will give vocal performances later this month at Carnegie Hall in Manhattan for the 2024 High School Honors Performance Series. Oswald performs with the mixed choir directed by Dr. Jeffrey Ames of Belmont University, and Mudge performs with the treble choir directed by Matthew Brady from the University of Miami. Both students also participated in the program last year. The two performances are open to the public on February 10th. Tickets are available through the Carnegie Hall box office. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 35 degrees and a north wind at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 22 degrees and a north wind at around 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Sunday it will be sunny with a temperature high near 38 degrees and a north wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday night it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Monday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Johnny Sturman of Lexington, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Number
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Free love.
cheap notes in your love. Love understanding, demanding, flooding. So it sweet was a rush of feelings coming over me. And it was suffer free. Open your arms. And it was heart certain. And come towards the strong. And lay your praise down. Tone, let your grace shine. The way it held the melody, the way it sung the song, it was true beauty, and I wanted to dance, and it's love, and it's freedom, I wanted to shine.
That was Irreversible Entanglements with the 2023 song Free Love from their Protect Your Light album.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship.
Thank you. Number
8. Music or noise? 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 Music 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 or noise? Music music or noise? Music music
number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
number 6. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
That was Rodney Allen Greenblatt, a Catskill-based artist, with his 2018 electronic album Beep Beep Type Music. That's the song How to Avoid a Dystopian Future from Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Number
five.
Here is, from the 2024 album Hard Banger Lovers, Volume 1 through 4, from Gushy, this is Summer Death.
Thank you.
from the 2024 album Alchemia, a homage to library music from the British artist Scanner. That was Flexia.
Number
3.
3. 3.
3.
3.
3. 3. 3. 3.
Thank you.
from the 2023 album Since Time Is Gravity. That was Moontide Chorus from Natural Information Society.
Number
two.
It's a wonder. It's a wonder that I'm here. Till the end of my life, and I become a part. I become a part of the wonder.
Lonnie Holly there from the 2023 album Oh Me, Oh My. That was I Am Part of the Wonder with Moor Mother.
Number one.
There is no cause for concern, Skyfarers say on their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. Here is the song in question.